Philippians chapter number 3. Tonight we'll be looking at verse number 7. The Bible says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, but do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death." We pick up here in Philippians chapter number 3, as Paul writes this epistle to the Philippians, we see that in chapter 3, Paul uses this portion of his life and his conversion to instruct Christian on their behavior as a child of God. But let's look here at verse number 10. I'm interested in what Paul says. He says that I may know him. G. Campbell Morgan said, "This is the great chapter of the autobiography of Paul's life." Can you imagine here the testimony that Paul has when he said in verse number 10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, that I may know him. Would that be your heart's desire this night, that I may know him, not know of him, or about him, but know him? What's a great privilege tonight to know him, to know that he is the greatest friend that a man can have, that he is the great foundation of a man's life, that he is the great shelter for his children, his ones that are called by grace unto salvation. But notice here in verse number 7, let's go back up and work our way down to verse number 10. We notice in verse number 7, Paul deals with the salvation of his own soul. We see when Paul got saved that his perspective in life changed. Let's read verse number 7. Paul says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." We see here in Paul's life the things that he held as no value, which was Christ. We remember the day he got saved, the Lord said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Paul didn't want to have nothing to do with Christ. Paul wanted to murder Christians and kill Christians that worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't want to have nothing to do with Christ. But here we see something dramatically changed in Paul's life. And I want to say tonight, when one gets saved, there will be a dramatic change in one's life. Their perspective will change. What they pursue will change. And we see here, Paul says, "But what things?" There were certain things in Paul's life that God got rid of when Paul got saved. And I want to say this, there's things in my life, in your life tonight, that God's got rid of the moment we got saved. But notice here, he said that I count loss for Christ. In Paul's life, we see already the things that he held as no value. Now, after salvation, after God's salvation, now have become the most valuable to him. And true salvation will make a change in a man's life. Not sometimes, not most of the time, but all the time. True salvation God's salvation, when God does a work in one's life, it will make a change always. Always does it make a change. We go down here in verse number 8. Paul says, yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Notice Paul's words. A life that has been changed. Paul speaking from his heart. Notice here, for Paul knowing about Christ was more valuable than all things Paul gained in this world. Paul knew there was nothing more that he could gain better than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and I count all things but loss. All things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Paul says, there's nothing in this world more valuable than knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. In this evening, I want to ask you, what are you chasing after? What are you pursuing after? What are you going after that you think that is more valuable than the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, I want to say tonight, there's nothing that you can pursue. There's nothing that you can crave that is more valuable than the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice here in verse number 8, Paul says, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. We notice here, when your values change, there will be a cost to pay. We notice here that Paul lost some things in his life. But the things that he lost for knowing Christ, he found out real quick that they weren't worth having anyway. That they was of this world. They was things that would fade away. They was things that would bring not true comfort or true joy to Paul's life. But notice here what we read in verse number 8. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Paul says, I count them as nothing but loss, of no value whatsoever, that I may win Christ. Paul's greatest desire, Paul's greatest joy, Paul's greatest comfort came from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and from the Lord knowing Him and calling Him His own. Some may say tonight, well, you mean Paul lost something when he got saved? Well, my friend, sure he did. You hear people say, some say tonight, well, you can have all the wealth in the world. You can have all the joy in the world if you just come to know Christ. Well, friend, I want to say that this is not a prosperity gospel. This is not a prosperity message. The Bible's not a book of prosperity in this world. But can I tell you tonight, when you get a hold of God and God gets a hold of you, there's nothing else more better than knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. You can leave this world with nothing, and you will, friend. Then nothing in this world will take with us. But I want to tell you, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, it's worth every mile. He's more valuable than anything that you and I can win here on this earth. Anything you and I can desire to have on this earth, God's more valuable than that. But what did Paul lose? Well, Paul lost those things that was of no value to him anyways. Notice here, but Paul gained new things that are now much value to Paul. He said in verse 8, do count them but dung. All the things Paul once had in the world was nothing compared to what he now had in Christ. Let's go down to verse number 9. Paul writes in verse number 9, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, Paul deals with something that is more valuable to him in verse number 9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God. And that is what Paul deals with. That is the most valuable to him. That is his salvation and his relationship with his Lord. Notice what he said in verse number 9. And be found in him. In him. We notice here what the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Those things that was of no value are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In other words, we've got better things we value now, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice here what we read in John's Gospel chapter number 15 and verse number 4 about being in Christ. Paul said, or John writes rather, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him shall bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. In verse number 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, as men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And here we read what is most valuable in Paul's life is that, verse number 9, and be found in him, that he is abiding with Christ. That his God's word is abiding with Paul. And Paul said that is of most value in Paul's life. In verse number 10, Paul says that I may know him. That I may know him. You think about Paul's words tonight. What was most valuable in Paul's life is found in verse number 10, that I may know him. In saying this, that Paul said, Paul would have to spend time in prayer with God. Paul would have to spend time in God's word. Paul would have to seek God. Paul would have to pursue God. And Paul, that was most valuable in his life. God's word was valuable in Paul's life. What that Paul pursued God was valuable in his life. That Paul sought after God, that was valuable in his life. Verse 10, that I may know him. And notice here, and the power. Paul wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God. Paul wanted to preach with the power of God on him. Paul wanted to be walking in the power of God. Notice here the power of his resurrection. One of the greatest miracles is that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead. That the power that was within him, his power got him up that third and victorious day. And Paul said that I may know him and that power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable unto his death. We notice here, Paul goes on and says that I may know him, in verse number 9, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul had a desire in his life. In Paul's, what we could say, autobiography about Paul's life, Paul had a desire to know more of God. Paul had a desire to have closer fellowship with God, that I may know Him. I want to ask you, as we pursue God this year, as we draw closer to God, for the Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Do you have a desire? Is there something in your heart that would say, like Paul, that I may know Him? That I may know Him and His power, the fellowship of His suffering, and notice here, and being made conformable unto His death. Paul said, that I may know Him, that I'll experience His power, that I'll experience His fellowship, that I'll experience His obedience. Paul wanted to walk close to God. Paul wanted to all of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I may know Him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for another night, Lord, another opportunity to preach the Word of God. Lord, we thank You for all You have done for us. Lord, I pray You touch those tonight that need You. Lord, if there was one lost, Lord, I pray that You draw them, Lord, into salvation. We thank You for all You have done for us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.